the chair of the Aniety Order Young Adult Council. Ariella is also a founding council member, and it's a new creation within the last couple of years that it's been fully organized and recognized as a chartered committee of the board of the Aniety Order. And its purpose, its sole purpose, is to create space and wider doors for younger people to participate, to find spaces that they love and enjoy, to create events, to provide funding and scholarships to people to get to events and to be at events. And if you know somebody who's under 40 and wants to be at an event and the money is an obstacle, we have a website and a scholarship form, and we want them to know about this, and we want you to know that we're out there working for that, to create space. Do you have anything you want to add, Ariella?
Our URL, youngadults.anietyorder.org. Pretty easy to remember. There's scholarship application links and theoretically links to events, you know. But there's more information about all of us and the work we've been doing there. And we really appreciate everyone being here and showing up in support of spirit and body.
Melon, a couple words from you.
Yeah. We'll switch. Okay. I think it was like 4 years or so ago that at the abode, some of the young adults were just getting together and having a conversation at lunch, I was present just to cheer on, and from the grassroots, this came forward, and the board came to the board, and we created the Young Adult Council, and I would say as well as what you said, that part of the job, part of the hope is to wake us up to what needs to change and how we can be different and how we can create space for new ways of doing things. One of my most favorite spiritual sayings comes from the Buddhist tradition, from Suzuki Roshi, who says, in the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities. In the expert's, there are few. We need some beginner's mind. Some of us have gotten a little stale in our old ways, and we need you. So I just want to say to all of the young adults that you matter more than can be said, that you have a job to carry the message into this time that we old fogies can't do. And we need you, and we need your new views, your new ways of doing things. And the world needs you, and the world needs the message. So I'm so glad that the YAC exists, the Young Adult Council exists, and I'm glad that you're here. And whatever is a barrier for you to feel fully included and seen and heard here, please accept the apologies from all of us old fogies. We're doing our best to keep our beginner's mind and not to be in the expert mode where we forget. And please be patient with us, and know that you matter, and whatever we can do. One of my most favorite stories is the discovery of that light is both a beam and a wave. It was discovered by a young person. They were working together in a lab with an expert, an older scientist, and they were doing an experiment, and the older experimenter, the scientist, had done it many times. And the young person said, what if we just turn this paper around the other way? And the old guy said, well, won't hurt. And so they did. And when they did that, the results were like, what? What? And they puzzled over it, and they did it again. And from that, they discovered. Because the young view had just said, let's just tweak it here. And it changed our view of science in the world. And luckily, the old fogey didn't say, oh, no, don't do that. Said, well, let's try it a new way. And some great discovery came from that. So my hope is that I and the rest of us who are over 40 or 45 can keep the beginner's mind and learn from you, because you have gifts to give us. So thank you. And one of the greatest gifts is going to be the sticker, I think. So yay.
So thanks, Melon. Yeah. So we've got a beautiful zikr prepared, and we had a young adult track at this camp, and we were highly blessed to have Deepa and Jacob, Gulruk and Miraj, as our young adult faculty, and they just have a couple brief words they wanted to share about our program before we get going. If you still want to.
I don't think there's much to say about the program per se, but maybe just by way of introduction of the evening, that each evening this week we've been able to enjoy a different flavor of communing with the divine. And tonight we'll just be enjoying the expression du jour. And while on one hand it might be convenient or easy to categorize those leading it based on age, it is of course a Sufi ideal to become a child of the moment. And as we are a group of Sufis gathered here, we can all be children of the moment, and we can raise beyond the differences that divide us, like age, and just come together in collective communion.
Tonight is the last day of Pride, and it seems appropriate that we dedicate tonight to love. And the freedom to love whoever we choose to love. And as lovers of freedom, to always be fighting the oppression that stops us in all of the many ways that it does. So tonight, we dedicate ourselves to love, as we have every night and in every moment. Thank you.
Shall we take hands and say the invocation? Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We begin in the name of Allah, who is mercy and compassion. Sheikh, will you lead Fatiha?
Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmadeen, Yaka Na'budu, Yaka Nasta'een, Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim. Sirat al-Zin namta alayhim, khayru maghdubi alayhim, waladwadi.
Hi, everyone. The first zikr tonight is going to be a practice of forgiveness. And it comes to us from Salima at the abode. It's her zikr. And there are two parts. The first one is Astaghfirullah, which is we're going to take whatever's weighing in our hearts, whatever needs forgiveness, and just lift it up and offer it to God. The second part of the practice is a Hawaiian healing practice, and it's a practice of reconciliation, and it's the opposite of carelessness, so it's caringness. So we're going to start with the Stauffer Allah, and we'll sing it through, and then we will signal you to join in. And we're going to sing that part for a while, and then Akbar and I will start with the second part, the Hawaiian healing part. And we want both parts to keep going. So if you're moved to join in with us on the second part, please do. And some of you can stay with the Stauffer Allah, okay? Estaffer Allah, 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 please forgive me, Estaffer Allah, Estaffer Allah, Estaffer Allah, Estaffer Allah, Estaffer Allah, I'm Estaffer Allah, Estaffer Allah, please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Estaffer Allah, 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 Estaffer Allah,
please forgive me.
Estaffer Allah, Estaffer Allah,
I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
thank you. I love you. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me? Not used to this. When Pirzia came to Berkeley in September, he talked about the rain of mercy is always coming down, but with Estağfurullah, you put away your umbrella. And so now that our umbrella is away and it's sinking into the soil of our heart, what Gayan was talking about today, let's let it sink in really deep and make fertile soil. So I'm going to, this is a melody. Okay, so I'll teach it for you first. It goes like this. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Ilaha illallah, la 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 ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. 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 Allahu, 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 Allahu. Allahu, 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 who, 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 keep it going, who, 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 quiet but with energy, who, who, thou hast won my heart a thousand times. Thou comest veiled in many and varied guises. Thou hast won my heart a thousand times. Wherever I look, I see thy beloved face. I sought thee so long, my beloved. Now I've found you at last, O winner of my heart. I sought thee so long, my beloved. And in finding you, I have lost myself. And in finding you, I have lost.
lost myself,
everyone.
And in finding you, I have lost myself,
everyone.
And in finding you, I have lost myself.
Vida?
Okay, we are going to do a meditative movement from Tibetan healing yoga or Lujong. This movement is a water element movement, and it's associated with negative emotion of attachment. So in Buddhism, attachment is the source of suffering for human beings. So as we do the movement, we are also, with every exhale that we do, we are letting go of our attachment and clingings to people, material possessions, or anything, we just release that with the exhale. So please, everybody, stand up. Actually, I want someone to hold this mic for me so I can do the movements. Thank you. So please bring your feet together and extend the arms in front of you. Keep the spine straight and flip your left hand and keep the right hand straight. And without moving the right hand, cross the left hand underneath the left and grab your fingers. So I'm going to do it again. Hands straight and flip your left hand. Right hand doesn't move. And cross the left hand underneath the right and hold your fingers. And lower your arms down. And inhale up and stretch your spine in your neck and hold your breath. Exhale. Inhale. Pull your belly in. Exhale. Inhale. Time you're going to flip the right hand and cross it under the left and grab your fingers and lower the arms up down. Inhale, hold the breath, exhale. Inhale. Doing it the last time. I'm going to stretch the spine. We're doing a breathing exercise that's called exhaling the waste wind. So we are inhaling through the nose, guiding the breath down to the navel, moving the hands up. And exhale through the nose and mouth with a ha sound and empty the lungs fully. So let's do it again. Thank you.
Just as a programming note, because we started a little later, we're going to end up going a little later than most evening programs, and we'll probably go till about 9:20 or 9:25 or so, just for everybody to know. So if we can have the musicians come into the middle, please. And this next zikr is going to be a standing zikr. We'll explain it first. You don't have to get up yet. And let's see, we have our other mic in there, but we might need both mics. So Ariella is going to introduce part of how the circles work in this zikr. And the zikr is a spontaneous creation by our group as a result of a walk in the stars last night, inspiration coming through, beloved, you know, the friendship circle, the friends of the friend, and the ushk that flows in those circles. You're getting. We're just trying to spill it out over for you from our walk last night, and some inspiration Anahita was having prompted us all to get this together. So Anahita and Ariella are going to explain more.
So one of the beautiful truths of our existence is unity. Another beautiful truth is polarity. Oftentimes this polarity comes up, well, really in lots of circumstances, but people talk about it in this divide between male and female, masculine and feminine energies. Sometimes that comes out in zikr, sometimes that comes out in dances. People will call out male voices, female voices, high voices, low voices. I was introduced to a practice here in the state of Oregon a couple years back that was looking to reconsider the ways we configure ourselves. And so I will invite you all as we take the floor tonight, instead of thinking of a divide between male and female, high and low, that we tune in just a little bit and contemplate the difference. I think we're all familiar with the terms Jalal, that fierce power, the energy of the sun, the energy of the lion, and its counterpoint, the energy of Jamal, which is quieter, more melodic, the energy of the moon, the energy of the womb. So I invite you to contemplate that difference and think about how that comes out in the tonality of your voice, in the way you carry your body. And as we move into this dance, we'll have a circle in the middle that's a Jamal circle, and a circle on the outside that's a Jalal circle.
So let's all stand and sort ourselves. If you'd like to be in the Jamal circle, come stand close to the musicians, Jamali, feeling the beautiful vibration of the Jamil. And if you'd like to be on the Jalal circle, then stand on the outside. And you can join from the sitting down. If you don't wish to stand, you can participate on either part as well. So there's two parts to this zikr. The first part, could you give me a strum? It's very simple. La ilaha illallah. And if we have enough space, we might need a couple more on the outside circle. Maybe we can stretch. Let's see. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha ill. Rowing to the right. La ilaha illallah. Just the outside circle. Ha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La hu. So now we see how that works. We have the inside circle singing Ya Wahabo, Ya Wadud. And Anahita is going to sing the melody for us.
Ya Wahabo, Ya Wadud, Ya Wahabo, Ya Wadud, Ya Wahabo, Ya Wadud.
And we'll be moving in the opposite direction to the left.
You can give that mic to Ooh, Amin, 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 Amin. So we'll start with the outside circle, and at the right moment, Rabia and Anahita will start the inside circle. So let's all feel our feet on the ground, our hearts beating in our chests. Our connection to the stars, our connection to the planet, our connection to each other, to all of life. La ilaha illa.
Allah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Habibi. La ilaha illallah. Allah.
This poem is by my daughter. She's 10 now. She wrote this when she was 9. But there's another generation, too, I just want to bring into the mix a little bit. This is an untitled poem. Broken, fixed. Rivers, bridge. Ocean, boat. Dead leaves, cherry blossoms. Night, day, shines like gold in the sun. A riddle breaks through the circle. A new memory or more. A beginning shot with gold. Happiness plunked with laughter. But there are masks to be lifted. But there are mountains to climb. But we are radiant.
You can sit on the floor where you are, or sit in a chair, and we'll have a couple more songs before parting for the night. And if anybody feels like they want to just keep doing zikr later, maybe it'll just continue outside.
Hello, lovelies. Hello, beloveds. We're taking it into our kind of descent of the night, and so we're seated. This practice is one that is fairly new. It's kind of a combination, a medley. But I first came across the first part of this zikr as it was already written. It comes from kind of a chant, a meditation in and of itself that's known as Ella's Song. And it was written from the words of Ella Baker, who is a very prominent and incredible civil rights activist and just a powerhouse in and of herself. And you can feel those words and feel that power and that strength behind what she says. So to accompany this, I also included some of the lovely names of Allah. And the words that we use, the wazifas, are Ya Mateen and Ya Jabbar. And they connect to the larger part of Ella's song because they're embodying the type of strength that she describes, strength that is continual, strength that is healing, strength that is persistent. So I'll intro the first line of it, or I'll sing through it, and then everyone can join me. But it's an a cappella, so we're just doing it with percussion. So.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it's won. Ya Mateen, Ya Allah, Ya Jabbar. Ya Mateen, Ya Allah, Ya Jabbar, El Allahu. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it's won. Ya Mateen, Ya Allah, Ya Jabbar. Ya Mateen, Ya Allah, Ya Jabbar, El Allahu. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it's won. Ya Mateen, Ya Allah, Ya Jabbar. Ya Mateen, Ya Allah, Ya Jabbar, El Allahu. We who believe in we who believe in freedom cannot rest until it's won. Ya Mateen, Ya Allah, Ya Jabbar. Ya Mateen, Ya Allah, Ya Jabbar, El Allahu. Freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it's won. Ya Mateen, Ya Allah, Ya Jabbar. Ya Mateen, Ya Allah, Ya Jabbar. El Allahu. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it's won. Ya Mateen, Ya Allah, Ya Jabbar. Ya Mateen, Ya Allah, Ya Jabbar, El Allahu.
And Anna?
So we thought we would close tonight with a prayer for peace. And we wanted to just take a moment for everyone to think about who they want to give peace to in the world tonight. You can either say it in your heart or say it out loud.
Suffering in pain. The sacred sites.
So this is a song by an Israeli artist. It's called Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu. It's in Hebrew. And I wrote the lyrics on that board, but it's too dark for anyone to see it, so I'm going to teach them to you. It's the first part of it, Od Yavo.
Od Yavo.
Shalom Aleinu.
Shalom Aleinu.
Peace will come to us.
Peace will come to us.
Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu.
Od Yavo
Shalom Aleinu.
Ve'al kulam, and to everyone.
Ve'al kulam.
So that's the first part. So how we sing the first part? It's illuminated. Okay. So we're going to do the first part twice, and then we can do the second part together. So this is what it sounds like sung. O Javo Shalom Aleinu, O Javo Shalom Aleinu, O Javo Shalom Aleinu, Ve'al Kulam. O Javo Shalom Aleinu, O Javo Shalom Aleinu, O Javo Shalom Aleinu, Ve'al Kulam. Okay, so now there's the second part, which is Salam. And this is sung, and when we sing it, then sometimes people like to yell out, Salam! So we'll try it. Salam! Aleinu ve'a kol ha'olam. And peace to all the world. Salam! 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 Aleinu. Start from the beginning. O Javo Shalom Aleinu. O Javo Shalom Aleinu. O Javo Shalom Aleinu.
Bye.
So let's just take a deep breath of that salam and just send it out to those people we thought of at the beginning of this song. Imagine it just spreading across the planet, out from Portland, out Oregon, the Pacific Northwest, across the Pacific and Turtle Island, across the Atlantic, down to South America, Antarctica, North Pole, Asia, all the way around Africa, the Middle East, Europe, Australia, oceans, the moon. Are we getting ambitious? Mars, yeah, send that piece to Mars. Well, this is a time of real prayer, so if you have a deep prayer in your heart, now's the time to send it to God in the company of friends, in the company of the one who's gathered with us here, of all the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of angels packed into the room, all the beloved teachers who surround us with their love, their light, their guidance, their prayers, and send and guide our prayers to Allah, to the one, to where they're heard, into every molecule, into every wave particle of the universe. Ameen. Ameen. Ya Allah, you've asked us to remember you, and we have remembered you within the limitations of our bodies, hearts, and souls. Will you remember us in the infinitude of your divine wisdom and compassion? Ooh. Ameen. Sleep with 20,000 angels each, at least. Thank you, musicians. And thank you for all the young adults who made their first Zikr Circle offering ever tonight. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Oh, breaking in the circle tonight. With a lot of beauty. A lot of beauty. Samuel Vilayet's got a message for us.
So, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
As.
What? It's not on.
Is it on? So, I. As someone